word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Welcome to the Blessed Assurance Podcast with Pastor Enrico White, Senior Pastor of Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. In this podcast, you'll receive the word of God with anointed clarity and revelation straight from the throne of grace. Now, let's join Pastor White with the word of God already in progress.
Joy. In our journey, we will find that joy is not the same as happiness. Yeah, happiness is the reaction to an action, while joy is an action derived from God. Happiness is when things on the external attempt to become internal. Oh, but joy is the internal that manifests itself on the external. Can I break that thing down for you? When you find money that you don't remember having, that makes you happy. Yeah. When you buy a new car, can I get a witness up in here? That makes you happy. When you find yourself a new boo. Come on, some of y'all got to remember a long way back, but that makes you happy. When you get a new job, that job can make you happy. But I need someone to understand that those things that make you happy can turn around and make you sad. Am I talking right up in here? Yeah. When that money you found that you did not know you had, you turn around and spent, and then you remember somebody told you to hold that for them. That same money that made you happy now makes you sad. That car that made you happy when you can't afford the payments and you got to hide it in somebody else's garage. That same car that made you, the sheriff gonna come looking for you. That same car that made you happy will make you sad. That same boo. Not the boo you prayed for, but the boo you accepted. Not the boo you waited on, but the boo you sought after. When that same boo turns and make you cry, boo-hoo. That same one that made you happy, I know I got a witness in here, can turn around and make you sad. That job that made you happy, when they give you a pink slip, when they downsize and you find yourself unemployed, that same job that made you happy will turn around and make you sad. Am I talking to anybody up in here? But when you got joy, somebody shout joy. Do you know you can have joy when you ain't got a dime to your name? Do you know you can have joy when you ain't got a friend by your side? Because joy is not the external becoming an internal, but joy starts on the inside and it works its way on the outside. That's why the songwriter said, "This joy I have." The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. My grandmama simply said, "I got something on the inside. It's working on the outside. There's been a great change in my life." Joy is the strength that's provided to believers that enables us to endure in the face of adversity. Joy allows us to say in our times of troubles, "I won't give up. I won't. Joy. Joy is the result of recognizing that God is good even in the midst of our trials. Joy sustains us during difficulties because we realize that though happiness may be short-lived, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. And since he is the giver of joy, can't nothing and nobody take my joy away. I got to say that one more time. Since God is the giver of joy, can't nothing and no one take my joy away. You can give it up, but can't nobody take it. Am I getting a witness up in here? Look at somebody, tell them, you can't take my joy. You can't take my joy. Because joy is not the response to something, but it is due to our anticipation of the ability of God. Because I expect God, because I anticipate God, because I know God, I operate in joy. So when the winds may blow, the breakers may dash, I shall not stray because he holds me fast. My soul has been anchored in the Lord, and I can shout, I still have joy, joy, joy. Because we have been redeemed, we can enjoy the fullness of God. And this is the action of joy, not a reaction to some exterior transaction, but the action to the interior movement of the Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness up in here? Yeah, yeah. Paul tells the church at Corinth here. Yeah, he reminds them. He lets them know that you will have trouble, that you will be hard pressed, that you will be persecuted, that you will be tossed around. But because the one that reconciled you has endured much more than you, how in the world would you expect to go through and endure any less? Oh, but because he did not give up, because he did not give out, because he did not fall out, we have an assurance for endurance because we know everything is going to be all right. I wish I had another witness up in here. So when trials try to bound you and bind you, somebody shout, I still have joy. I still have joy. I got joy. Paul says, no, I still got joy because I know the promise. I know the promise. I know the promise. I know what the Lord said to me. And if what I see don't match what God said, I'm going to hold on till I get what God said. I got to say it again. If what I see don't match what God said, I got to hold on until I get to where God said. If what I see does not match the promise of God, I can't get mad. I can't get angry. I can't get mad at the world. I can't cuss everybody out. I know church folk don't cuss. But you got to hold on to what the Lord said. Jeremiah 29:11 says it best. For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of good and not evil, to give you an expected end. And because I know the promise of God, even though I got to go through trials, I got anticipation. And with my anticipation, I got joy. Do I have somebody who's expecting God up in here? I might not have a dime to my name, but I got a word from the Lord. Every friend I have may have turned their back on me, but I got a word from the Lord. Everybody in the church may call me everything but a child of God, but I got a word from the Lord, and I still have joy. I got joy. I got joy because I know the promise, but I also know the power. I know the power of God. Anybody heard of the God's power? I mean the power of God, the God that one day looked out into nowhere, grabbed a handful of nothing, and when he brought nothingness out of eternity and brought it into time, his power made everything that we now see. Maybe I need to break that thing down just a little bit more. We serve a God that has the power to allow a brown cow to eat green grass and produce white milk. That's power. Maybe I need to break that thing down just a little bit more. I serve a God that is able to take a sin-sick black soul, dip it down in red blood, and it comes out whiter than snow. That's power. I got to break it down just a little bit more. I serve a God that can take knotheads like us, Stop looking at me like you've been in church all your life. Stop looking at me like you've always had holy hats and sanctified ties. Stop looking at me like you came out of the womb speaking in tongues. Because truth of the matter is, you know you ain't always been where you are right now. And if I can really be honest, some of you ain't where you pretending to be even right now. But I serve a God. I serve a God that is able to pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on a solid ground. I serve a God that even when you're going through your trial, my God said, my grace is sufficient. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. I got joy because I know God's power. Not only do I know God's power, not only do I know God's promise, but I know my praise. Listen, I got a word for somebody in here, somebody who's going through some trials, going through some tribulations, going through some valleys. Listen, the valley is a good time for us to let our light shine. Whew. I gotta say that one again, cause somebody gonna miss that in the spirit, cause all you thinking about is your valley. See, you got to understand, I know the valley ain't the end of my story. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil because God is with me. Not only is God with me, but he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. I got the promise in front of me. I got God with me. I got grace and mercy following me. Therefore, no matter where I am, y'all ain't praying with me in here. So even while I'm in the valley, even while I'm in the valley, when everybody is planning my demise, even while I'm in the valley, when they're predicting my death, even while I'm in the valley, while all eyes are on me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shout like David, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth, because it's in the valley that genuine faith kicks in. God is glorified. The devil is horrified. The body is edified. Come on, somebody give God praise up in here. Somebody shout, I still got joy. Even. You help me, God. When situations seem to be more than you can endure. Because God said in Psalm 89:16 that we just need to be joyful, because the righteous shall be exalted, all victorious. Somebody shout joy. When folk talk about you, abuse you, remember Isaiah 60:15 that says, after all is said and done, God will give us and our children and our children's children joy. After all you've been through, somebody shout, I still have joy. Yet when it seems like all hope is gone and you just can't endure anymore, remember Luke 20:10-20 tells us, don't worry, be joy filled, because our name is written in heaven. And the torment of the moment is fleeting. Somebody shout joy. Oh yes, every now and then we will be afflicted, but the joy God has given will keep us from being crushed up or beaten down. I still have joy. We may be perplexed or have question or wonder what, when, or why, but the joy God has given to strengthen us will not allow us to be controlled by our circumstances. Yeah, I still have joy. Yeah, we could be knocked down. We can be persecuted, misused, abused, lied on, and cheated. But because the joy that God has freely given, we can rest on the knowledge that we will not be forsaken, because I once was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I'm going to preach over hoarseness. Yes, I am. We may be knocked down, but our joy will keep us from being destroyed. So yes, those things that make us happy, good grades, good job, good food, and good children, all these things can cause that elated feeling for just a moment. Oh, but as quickly as happiness comes, happiness can go. Oh, but when you've got joy, I'm done. When you know the promise. When you got joy, you know the power. When you got joy, because you can praise him even in the midst of your trial. You don't look at what you're going through, but you celebrate the one who's carrying you through. So that you can obtain what he has for you. You can shout, I still have joy. For you see, joy will sustain us when happiness is revoked by harsh words or deeds. Joy will retain us when happiness is removed by circumstances and situations. Joy will maintain us when happiness is dissolved by actions of family and friends. Joy will contain us when happiness is replaced with weeping due to a loss or pain. Joy will, my God, fortify us when happiness is eradicated. You want to know why? Because joy is what changes perplexity into praise. Joy is what changes questions to petitions. Joy is what changes giving up to looking up. Joy is what changes sorrow into dancing. Joy is what changes bewildered into blessed. Is there anybody here that's got a joy on the inside that regardless of what goes on your outside, you can shout, I still have a joy? It does not mean that I don't have problems. It does not mean that I don't have situations. It does not mean that I don't have trials. But I've got joy. Every now and then, I got to cry in the midnight hour. But I heard that weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Is there anybody here that can shout, I still have joy? I may go through a storm, but I got joy. I may have pain, but I got joy. I might be losing my voice, but I got joy, because this joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout joy. 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 Hallelujah. Joy. Everybody is standing. Joy. I still got joy. Trouble on every side, but I'm not distressed. Perplexed, But I'm not in despair. I'm going through, but these light afflictions. Listen. I know what you're going through might appear to be challenging to you, and it might seem like too much for you, but Paul says it's just a light affliction. Reverend, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how heavy this burden is. It's that air that's killing me. That's what it is. It didn't change from hot to cold. I still got joy. So, man, thank you so much. Thank you. From hot to cold, now it's hot again. But I still got joy. There's someone here who's saying, but Reverend, I don't get it. How can you have joy? Oh no, I'm about to miss the other point I was about to make about those light afflictions. Somebody shout, it's a light affliction. You want to know why it's light? Because it ain't me that's got to carry it. He said, take my yoke upon you and be easy, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Therefore, because I'm in him, I ain't got to worry about carrying. That's our problem. You trying to carry stuff you ain't built to carry. Amen. There are some trucks that are built to last, but there ain't no situation I'm built to carry. Someone may be thinking, Reverend, but you know, that's you. You can smile. You won't have any problems. Maybe you don't know my story. Hello. Can I? Don't sit down yet. But can I tell you just a little snippet? Coffee can tell you. In 07, I went from making six figures in 07 to one day receiving a word that I went from six figures to zero. And for 3 months, December, January, February, I didn't have a job. Without a job in December, I went to the Christian Education Convention, Jenna, in New Orleans, Louisiana. Folks were wanting to see how Rico was going to respond to what was happening in his life. I still directed the choir. Still did my workshops. Still spoke and hugged everybody who even, look, Amelia, I even had to hug some folk who even were looking at me like, how you gonna make it now? I had a mortgage, but I didn't have a job. I had a car payment and didn't have a job. Because we're self-employed, we're considered self-employed, I had to pay my own health insurance, but didn't have a job. But even 3 months without a job, you want to know what I learned? My grace is sufficient. Because
Pastor, Sister Norris, while I made good money, I was young and dumb. I made good and I spent gooder. That's somebody else's testimony in here. I made good, but I spent gooder. But that is what I learned in the midst of, because you know, those 3 months, I couldn't depend on savings because I was too dumb to do it. I had to depend on God. And look what, I didn't miss one house payment. Didn't miss one car payment. I didn't miss, excuse me for getting country, I ain't miss nail meal. Because even in the midst of my personal struggle, I kept my joy. So for those who say, Reverend, you don't know my story. No, baby, you don't know mine. But you don't have to know my story. You just got to know my God. You just got to know my God. It was interesting, and I'm about to extend this invitation. Elena, what's really interesting is I have not yet made salary-wise what I made in 07. I still ain't there. But what's interesting is making less, I've been saving more. Because there's some folk who think you need to make more in order to save more. No, you need to do right with what you have. Because, wait, I'm getting ready to extend an invitation. Brother Ken White, because check it out. You give tithes according to what you make.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You give tithe, you tithe 10% of what you earn. And isn't that how it works?
Yes.
3 months, I didn't have a job. I didn't tithe what I made. I tithe with anticipation of what God was going to do. Reverend, I ain't got no job. Show God you want one. Hello. Show God I trust you. I got joy. Someone in here needs to experience that joy. In order to do so, you got to experience Jesus.
We hope that you've been encouraged and inspired by the Blessed Assurance Podcast with Pastor Enrico White, Senior Pastor of Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and or seeking a church home, please feel free to worship with us at Weeping Willow AME Zion Church, located at 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday morning worship with a preached word at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study, 12 noon and 6:30 p.m. and every first Sunday Holy Communion. For more information about Weeping Willow, please go online to www.weepingwillowamez.org or call 704-532-9125 or via email at wwillowchurch@aol.com. Finally, if this podcast has encouraged and inspired you, please come visit us at 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. The Word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
This is Enrico White, pastor of the Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. I'm personally inviting you to join us for the experience. Experience the word. Experience the worship. Experience the witness at Weeping Willow AME Zion Church right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have two wonderful worship experiences, 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Come be revived. Come be renewed as lives are being touched, hearts are being transformed. Weeping Willow is located 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, or look for us on the web, weepingwillowamez.org. We'll see you real soon.